We are back at Fox Valley Plastic Surgery, the Renaissance Center. We're talking with Cindy Augsburger, the clinical staff supervisor with the FVPS and the MetaSpa, the Renaissance MetaSpa. Talk about tattoos today. A lot of people get tattoos, and unfortunately, they don't want them any longer. And we're finding that more and more here at the Renaissance Spa. Are you running into that? Are we seeing a lot of people now who say, no, I've had it, now I want to get rid of it?
Yes. We see people all ages, all walks of life, coming in with tattoos for various reasons. They want them removed all over the body. And some of them are as new as 3 weeks, and they regret their decision already. So we see a fair amount of people.
Must have been one bad Saturday night if you're coming back 3 weeks later saying, I want to remove this. I got this tattoo. I think a lot of people don't realize this, but they are permanent, of course. The best way of taking care of them, the most successful way of taking care of them, is coming here and doing it that way. I know there are creams out there that are advertised on the radio. They may bleach your skin. They may bleach the tattoo. But you are offering truly a way to get rid of your tattoos once and for all.
You're right, Bob. They are permanent, and that's what everybody should remember when you think of tattoo removal. There are no guarantees, but we do get great results, and we use a Medlite C6 laser, which is considered the gold standard out there for laser removal for tattoos with a lot of color. Up until recently, there was not a way to get rid of colored tattoos. The light blues, the turquoise, the greens, they just kind of stayed with you. But we have options now with our laser. You're right. The creams, all that other stuff out there really doesn't work. It is an ink. You need to break it up and destroy it.
I think one of the reasons people have regrets about getting a tattoo, obviously, is the employment. A lot of people look at this. Career counselors say that if you are, you know, with tattoo, it's best to either cover them up and not have them showing, or for some, have it removed if you want to advance in a career.
You're right. I did a little research, and in a study by Career Builders, over 42% of managers said their opinion of someone would be lowered by that person's visible body art. Also, 3 out of 4 responders believe that visible tattoos are unprofessional. So, you know, when you're out in this already hard job.
Yeah, it's a tight economy right now. It's tough to get a job for a lot of people. You don't want to hurt your chances by having a tattoo that they may not look upon as lovingly as you do.
Exactly. And I have a young girl coming. She's going for nursing school right now. A dental hygienist. And she has a wrist tattoo. She got it because she thought she was going to be a hairdresser and it didn't matter. And now she's going on to a different career path, so we are removing a tattoo.
Cindy Augsburger along with us, Fox Valley Plastic Surgery. The numbers, it seems like maybe even higher than what you see here in your research in regards to the number of people with tattoos. I have a few people here in northeastern Wisconsin without some type of body art. It seems to be prevalent here. But nationwide, what type of numbers do we see when it comes to tattoos?
In one study, it stated 24% of Americans ages 18 to 50 have at least one tattoo, but in other studies I read up to 40%, and these are coming from the American Academy of Dermatology. 20%, they state, of all tattooees regret their body art, but only about 5% have actually made steps to remove it. I know from my clients that finding a place to remove it is very difficult. There are only a few places in northeast Wisconsin that are reputable that actually remove tattoos. There are some back alley type facilities, yeah. I've heard of, establishments. But, you know, here at Fox Valley Plastic Surgery, we are branching out and we're becoming a Laser Institute of Wisconsin. We have, you know, extensive training. We did purchase one of the top-of-the-line lasers to help remove tattoos because we see this as a trending issue where people, as they age or change their mind, are looking for ways to have their tattoo removed.
And talk about how we do it here a little bit later. And just it's one thing to get a tattoo. I know that's a little painful, but I'm going to ask you about the laser and how that works on it. Military, I know there are number one companies that have policies on body art. Let's talk about the military for a while. A lot of people looking at enlisting. Are there policies with tattoos in the military as well?
Yeah, it seems they are creating more and more policies regarding this. For example, the Air Force states that excessive tattoos will not be exposed or visible, includes visible through the uniform while in uniform. Excessive is defined as any tattoo that exceeds a quarter inch of the exposed body part, and those above the collarbone and readily visible when wearing an open collar uniform, they can't have. Mm-hmm. So I have several clients right now going through the process of tattoo removal so they can get into the service.
Really? They have to do that before they can even enlist in the military.
Yep.
And companies have policies as well. I know a lot of companies, they'll want you to cover them up. In some cases, though, if you have one on a face, I've seen that. Mm-hmm. You have one on the neck. It's very difficult to cover some of these up. You gave the example of a wrist tattoo. Every time your sleeve goes up, it pops out.
You're right. And companies can limit employees' personal expression on the job as long as they do not impinge on their other civil liberties. So if you make a dress code policy that states no tattoos, even here at Fox Valley Plastic Surgery, we have a no tattoo policy. You know, we have staff that have tattoos, but they have to be covered at all times. And it's just, you know, the code, our dress code here.
And I think we're moving away. There's like a pendulum is swaying one way, and it was very allowable to have a tattoo. It was in society, people like the idea of having tattoos. I think now we're seeing everything going back the other way. People with tattoos say, oh, what have I done? And employers are starting to crack down a little at the same time. So tattoo removal is something we do here. We're going to talk about the process in just a moment. But the reasons people get tattoos, I mean, it runs a gamut. I've heard everything.
Absolutely.
Everything from a good Saturday night to, you know, that this was my girlfriend or I thought it would make me look more attractive. And they are everywhere. Mm-hmm. I've seen people with face tattoos, of all things. And not only Mike Tyson, I'm talking about people in northeastern Wisconsin with these. When it comes to removing those, Cindy, can we remove all tattoos anywhere we have one, or is there limitations with what you guys can do?
We, at this time, can currently remove pretty much any tattoo that people have. If they're really close to the eyes, that would be probably the only area. I have removed a couple permanent makeup tattoos, but depending on the ink they use, it's a little different ink. It can be more challenging.
All right. But that is cosmetic, as I understand it. That would be for things like eyebrows?
Correct.
Okay. So that would be maybe one of the restrictions. But people who have a tattoo, they can call to Fox Valley Plastic Surgery and go through the process. I want to get into it in more regard here in just a minute in regards to that. Anything you'd like to add about the tattoos? And you've had good success with these, removing these. And now with the advancements in the laser, we're taking care of some of the colors as well that were a little bit challenging in the past.
Yeah, we are having good results. I have a couple posted on our website, foxvalleyplasticsurgery.com, as well as on our Facebook page of results. They're never immediate. You know, it takes several treatments and you need patience. There's no limitation to how long in between treatments. So if you come once a year to get it removed, that's fine. You do have to wait 6 to 8 weeks and just allow the body's natural process to, you know, effectively remove the tattoo. But
within 3 or 4 treatments, what happened to disappear?
You
may is there any noticeable difference to the skin at all?
No, this laser maintains the skin, so you don't have any problems with blistering, open sores, anything like that. In fact, after the first treatment, usually you hardly have any damage to the skin at all, very minimal.
We are talking with Cindy Augsburger, the clinical staff supervisor with Fox Valley Plastic Surgery and the Renaissance MediSpa. We're talking today about tattoo removal. So if you have a tat you don't want anymore, we can take care of that. We can, in essence, zap the tat. And we'll talk more about it following this break on WOSH.